The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Memorial Day holiday weekend. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Robin, you never take a holiday weekend off.
Well, this weekend might be a little different. So far, I have a pretty quiet weekend.
Oh, okay.
It can change. Later today, I have a memorial service for one of the mothers of one of my childhood friends. And actually, she's still my friend and a team member. So I'm actually looking forward to celebrating the life of Dorothy today with our friends and all her family. So that'll be good. And then, I hope people don't hate me when I say this, but I'm kind of hoping it does rain Sunday and Monday because I have a lot of stuff that should be done in my house. It's a lot easier to actually do that if it is raining outside. But if not, well, guess what? I'll get out and enjoy the day, and that's great.
There you have it. The only person in Minnesota wishing for rain on the Memorial Day weekend.
Sure, put me out there. Well, the truth is, you know, my schedule changes like the wind, right? And so it could be that I get a call and someone wants to go show houses, and then I'll get out of cleaning the closet for that. One way or another, I'll keep busy.
Well, I know you have been busy because I've seen on your Facebook account that you've been doing a lot of those 12-hour days.
Oh, my gosh. It has been crazy. You know, there is a reason that I try not to make 8 a.m. appointments. It's because it is inevitable at this time of the year. I am never home before 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. Sometimes 8:30 or 9 o'clock or 9:30. So when I leave home, you know, 7:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, those days get to be a little long. But, oh, well.
Okay. So who requests the 8 a.m. showing? Is it the buyer or the seller?
Yeah, that's a good question. Sometimes it's, maybe what time should you do, what time should we do the walkthrough? Should we do that at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Okay.
Or no, should we do it at 9 maybe? No, I mean, obviously I do whatever's best for the clients, you know that, but sometimes people will say, how early do you want to get started showing houses? And it's not about what time I want to start. It's about what time do sellers want us to come in their houses? You know, we kind of got to let people get out of their house to work. So I can usually get out of starting too early.
And I imagine with the walkthroughs, you know, usually you're going to do a closing by mid-morning.
Right.
So you more or less have to do it fairly early.
Yeah, I like to do it closest. You know, some people do the walkthroughs a couple of days prior to closing. And I used to do that maybe a day or two ahead of time, but I've only had to get burned once to learn that's never happening again. So early on in my career, we did the walkthrough about a day and a half before closing because that's when it worked for everybody. And then the night before closing, it rained like crazy. And so the morning of closing, a smart, experienced Robin would have said, before we go to the closing table, we're going to run over there and just check on that basement. But this was a very new, excited, naive Robin who couldn't wait to get to the closing. So I said, okay, well, we've done the walkthrough. Well, guess what?
Water in the basement.
Yeah, the disclosure said we get a little seepage in heavy rain. Well, they had a little more than a little seepage. It wasn't like a disaster, and there was a floor drain, and so there was a small river running from the corner to the floor drain. But it was enough to really make the very excited buyers not so excited. And so I actually had somebody, I had the inspector come back, tell us, you know, what do you think is causing this? He said, it's a really easy fix. There's just, the dirt is all, you know, pounded down right here in this corner of the house. Their downspout doesn't take it far enough away, so it comes right back to the corner. So Scott ran out, got him a big, long, extended downspout. We went and got some landscaping rock. We built that up a little bit in there. And that was the end of their seepage during the rainstorm. But I just wish that I had seen it prior to closing, because when somebody leaves the closing table and they're super excited and then they go home and find that, you know, kind of, let's just say it dampened the spirits, if you know what I mean.
I was in a house once where it was an older house. And it was built next to an underground stream. So every time it rained, the basement of the house was more or less a dam in the underground river. And water goes where water is going to go. And they just gave up on the basement. Because every time it rained, it had a probably 3-inch deep, 2-foot wide river running right through the middle of the basement.
Maybe they could stock it with fish and the kids could have a little minnow stream. I don't know. Oh, that's terrible.
But it was the explanation as to why the basement was never finished.
Yeah. That's a good reason. Good reason, for sure.
So are we still seeing this real shortage of inventory out there?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. The thing is that there are just so many more buyers than there are houses to buy. And so there's probably sellers listening right now going, if that's the case, why has my house been on the market for 60 days and it's not sold yet? Well, there are logical answers, okay? Because when I talk about shortage of inventory, of course, there's going to be a bigger shortage in the most popular price range, right? It's like if we know, and we do know because we talk about these statistics all the time on this show, if we know that most people are looking to buy somewhere between 200 and 400 in our market, we can count on those being the houses that are in short supply. We can count on those being the houses that sell the quickest. You know, we can definitely count on that. So if you have a house that you're trying to sell and it's $750,000 and it hasn't sold yet and you're 30 days on the market, well, you might be relieved to know that the average days on the market for your price range is actually 64 days. So you're just right on track. So there's just a lot to know about the market, and it breaks down with different types of houses. And when I say that, I mean different styles. Everybody knows we have an abundance of split level homes and they work really well. And if they didn't, people wouldn't keep building them, but it's, you know, more bang for the buck. There's room to spread out for the families or roommates or whatever your living situation is. So they've always proven to be effective. But there's certain people that say, especially people that come from other markets where they don't have split level homes, are like, do you have anything else? Like, do you have ranch style houses or do you have two stories? Well, there's fewer of those. So then if you have one of those, they become a commodity. So there's just a lot of factors that go into it. But go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the ranch style. Are you seeing more demand for the ranch style as our demographics are getting older?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it's really funny because somebody called me and said, Robin, is it true that those one level patio homes over in such and such neighborhood are selling for over $1 million? Because I can't believe it. And I said, it's absolutely true. But if you know who the clientele are that are buying them, it makes sense. It's a lot of our aging. When I say aging, I'm talking about my age and your age. So, you know, in the 60s, right? So not necessarily ready for the nursing home, but thinking about, we don't need these 5-bedroom, 2 stories that we've lived in for the last 20 years and it's time to downsize, but we still have people over. We still entertain. We still have our kids come home. We still have grandkids come home. We still want some space. So we're not ready for, you know, downsize to a little tiny spot. And guess what else? We're probably at the stage of our life where we want the nice amenities and we're willing to pay for them. So that's just a whole different set of buyers than what you're looking at for like a first-time home buyer or even a second-time home buyer. So you just have to read the crowd, know who's out there, know who's buying. And it's not always about price per square footage. As a matter of fact, far from it. Because if you start comparing like a 2,000 square foot split level home to a 2,000 square foot on one level patio home built for a completely different audience, I'm going to tell you what, those number per square footage is nowhere near the other.
Interesting. Okay. So, we already have to take a break here, Robin.
We'll take a break. And then after that, I want to introduce somebody.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM. And 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Doing our usual Saturday thing with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin, you want to introduce somebody?
I do. So you know how I get somebody new on the team, I always like to have them come on the air.
Yes.
Tell all of our listeners a little bit about themselves, right? And I have had Elizabeth Birch on my team for going on a year. I think it's 9 or 10 months now. And I've asked her a couple of times and she's kind of shied away. And today I said, girl, it is time for the world to know you. And she is just an absolute rock star. We are so fortunate to have her on our team. And I tell you, she fits into our Gwaltney Group culture. I love her spirit for customer care, for going the extra mile, going above and beyond. I absolutely love the reviews she gets from her clients. And I cannot tell you how excited I am that she is part of our team and that she has finally agreed to introduce herself to the world. So here's Elizabeth.
Well, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. So I'm a little familiar because the social media stuff, there was a, Robin had a Facebook post. Was it just yesterday, I think?
Yes. I happened to have a closing. I had some clients that are relocating from Tennessee and drove about, I think, 12 hours over the last 48 hours to get here. It was one of those deals where you see that a lot here in Rochester just because we have so much movement. But we do a lot of video tours for people who have never actually come and physically seen the property. So that was one of those. And so it always gets a little nerve wracking when that situation is happening and they're in town now and they get to see the new home. But they absolutely are in love with this property. It was really the perfect fit for them. So it was a good day. Definitely.
So they did a virtual tour and did not come up here until the close.
Correct. Well, they did. I should take that back. That's usually how it works. But they have family in the area that they purchased the house here. And so they came up and stayed with family to see it. So that was nice. I already kind of, bit that bullet there. But a lot of times, and I know Robin's had a few of these recently, the first time they see it is closing day. So I actually purchased my house here that way.
I don't know if I can do that, but I guess if the situation arose, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the way that the cookie crumbles, but they were so fun. And I wish I could have clients like that all the time. I love all my clients, but sometimes you just click really well with certain people. So they say this is their forever house. I'm kind of bummed about that, but I'm going to throw them a nice little housewarming party and hopefully meet some of their friends and family and be able to serve them. So.
Okay, well, that matches up with Robin's philosophy, her full service philosophy. You're throwing a party. Wow.
Well, we do that at the Gwaltney Group. Robin actually does it too. We host a nice housewarming party when the client is actually ready, right? We're not like, you need to do it next week because no one's ever. They need to move in all their furniture, get comfortable, and then whenever they are ready, they let us know and they can invite their friends and family and hopefully neighbors, and we go out to those and spend some time with them. And yeah, it's a great, great idea, and the clients love it.
You know, it's funny, all these years, Robin and I have been doing this radio show. And we've talked about all the full service aspects of the Gwaltney Group. This is the first time the house party, the housewarming party has been mentioned.
Yeah, that's funny about that. Is Robin is actually on the DL with a lot of these very cool things that she does. I just found out about them when I joined the team. And I was like, oh my gosh, you do this and you do this and you do this. I mean, she really takes customer service to a next level. So you'll never hear her bragging about all the special things she does for her clients, but there's quite a few and her clients feel it. And that's one of the reasons I'm here.
That's one of the reasons I like when members of the team come out and do the show, because then I get to find out about this stuff. Because you're right, Robin never mentions it.
I know. She's too humble in that aspect. She's such a giving community member that it's super inspiring. Super inspiring. She'll give you the shirt off her back if you need it. So. It's just a special lady.
How long have you been doing the real estate?
So I have been in the business 7 years in total. I actually am originally from Michigan, born and bred in Michigan, over in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area. Grew up in East Lansing, where Michigan State University is. And I was in the business there for about 3 years. And then my husband got a promotion and he said, hey, Elizabeth, do you want to do the stay-at-home mom gig for a little while? And at that time I had probably, she was seven. I have one daughter who was seven at the time. And I said, oh, heck yeah, I'll take that opportunity. I really enjoyed being with her. And since it's my only one, kind of soak up all those memories. And I got to volunteer a lot. And I did Girls on the Run over that time for her. And it was just a really cool time to spend with her and have those moments. And then we moved here in 2020, midst of COVID, and decided that I was going to get my real estate license here because they weren't reciprocal states. And then kind of just took off from there. So Rochester is such a cool, cool niche to sell real estate in, just because we have so many people coming and going with mail.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, I've lived here my entire life and I take it for granted. And then I go elsewhere and, you know, you get to finally get that perspective of how special the place is. It is, it's a very quirky little big town.
No, it's so true. It's so true. It's funny because, of course, you know, when you live in a state all your life and then you move to a different state, it's just different, right? It's hard a little bit to adapt to the new way of doing things because everywhere is a little bit different. And so, you know, and it was COVID. It was kind of hard when we first got here. But, you know, now that everything is opening up and we just went back to Michigan, actually, over Christmas. And we were like doing the comparison thing. And we're like, God, Rochester is actually really, really nice. So we have something special here for sure.
And during the real estate, is there, I don't know, is there any certain type of clientele you enjoy working with the most?
That's a good question. You know, I really enjoy working with buyers. I kind of pride myself on finding the perfect place. Like I really, really like to hear what people are looking for and then being able to kind of network through the agents and, you know, my own brokerage or, you know, outside agents too, to kind of see what would be a good fit. Like my favorite thing is to find a home where I can bring a client in and they're like, oh my God, this is it. Like it's the best. So, I really enjoy that aspect of it.
Plus, you get to throw the housewarming party that way, too.
Plus, you get to throw the housewarming parties. Who doesn't like to feed people?
That's fantastic.
But, I mean, I like them all. I also really, really enjoy, I actually really enjoy buyers who are moving up and probably selling either their first home or maybe their second home and then kind of putting all the pieces together for that. So, I do like the buy and sells, too. I think if I were going to go on that avenue would be, it's really intriguing because you kind of get to work with the same clients on both, you know, so you really get to know them.
Sure.
And then take care of them as best you can on both the buy side and the sell side. Because it's a lot. We all know moving is a big process, though, why people don't do it every 2 years. I mean, some do, right? but most people do it maybe a handful of times in their entire life because it's stressful. And so I think it's super important to have everything else taken care of. That we can for those people. So I think the buy and sell is really fun.
It's interesting too, because most of Robin's team members who do the show, as you know, I am new with the team and everything. Uh-huh. And I ask that question and it's not universal, but it's almost universal. It's the first time buyer.
I mean, I bet. Yeah. They're, you know, the first time home buyer is a fun process. There's a lot of education that goes into that one. And so that can be really fun too. But yeah, I mean, it's always nice to kind of have someone that's been through the process at least one time before and they kind of know what's headed around the next.
Yeah.
But it's fun to have the first time home buyers. I won't really turn anybody away. I mean,
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, so I enjoy all of it. But yeah, I'd probably have to say buy and sell is probably my favorite.
Well, we have taken another break already. Time flies by. But if somebody's listening this morning and thought, well, maybe I'll work with Elizabeth. I guess there's a message you'd like to send out there to folks listening to the show today?
Of course. Of course, of course. I would love for you guys to call me if you think that we would be a good fit. Love to help educate you and find that right fit for you. We're doing a ton of off-market networking right now just because the inventory is so low. So definitely make sure that you have a real estate agent in your corner that knows how to do that. And I would love to be that person. So my direct cell phone is 507-202-8485. And if you wanted to call or text, feel free. I am super, super quick at responding and always available. And I think that's one thing that I pride myself on. So I'm also on all the social media channels too, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as well.
All right, Elizabeth. Thanks for spending some time with us, and great to meet you.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it.
All right. Elizabeth Birch. Robin Gwaltney's group, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and we'll return and chat more with Robin in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.
You can call me Hawk.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're back with Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. During the break, Robin, you said you have a new market report.
Yes. First, I just want to say, can you believe Elizabeth? Was she just an absolute natural? She was so nervous about doing the radio show. And I'm like, girl, you have got some serious skills. You need to tell the world about you. So anyway, thank you.
Well, it's funny. We're chatting there. And I just happened to glance at my clock and went, oh my gosh, I do have to take a break. I mean,
that's awesome. That is so awesome. All right. So we have a few minutes left. So I just want to touch on a couple of the highlights of the current market in Rochester. Okay. So right now we have 259 active listings.
Okay.
We have 298 pending listings. So we're in the 460 mark, something like that. Over the last 6 months, 560, sorry. Over the last 6 months, we have had 732 homes, properties sold that have closed. All right.
Closed, right.
Yeah. So 732 that have closed in the last 6 months, and we're only going to have right now, looks like less than 600 between what we have pending and active. So definitely home sales are down a little bit. I think down nationwide a little bit worse than regionally. All right. So if you turn on the TV and you're going to hear, oh, sales are down. Well, inventory is down equals sales down. So truthfully, in the Midwest, we're down about 1% year over year. And I would say that we can directly relate that to inventory being down as well. In that same time period, prices have gone up 6%. Okay. So
that's a pretty good indicator right there of what's happening.
It's a very good indicator. So here we sit with 259 homes active. If you're searching below 200,000, there's 3 weeks worth of inventory. If you're looking between 200 and 300, there's literally a week's worth of inventory. Between 300 and 400, almost 2 weeks worth of inventory, or 2 months worth, 1.7 months worth. Okay.
Okay.
And the other ones were weeks, but 1.7 months worth in the 300 to 400. Between 400 and 500, there are 2 months worth of inventory. And then after that, it goes up to 4 months, 3.5 months, 3 months, until you get way up high. If you're looking for 1 million to 1 million one, there are actually 15 months worth of homes available, or 1.2 to 1.3, there are 12 months worth. So obviously there's fewer buyers in those price ranges, right? So that's kind of how that all spells out.
It's interesting when you look at it that way too, because it just makes absolute sense that at that sweet spot of 200,000 to 400,000, doesn't matter where the interest rates are. That's all supply demand driven by the lack of supply. You get up closer to 1 million, you're not quite yet a cash buyer yet, so those interest rates have slowed things down.
Exactly.
But then you go way up there, then you have the cash buyer.
You got so much money, it doesn't matter, so then they're up high. That's exactly right. You're so right. So if you look at the average price of the homes that closed, In the last 6 months, the average sale price was $380. But if you look at the average price of the active listings, it's $449.
Oh, wow.
So prices are continuing to go up, right? And then maybe that's because of there's more available in the high-end market, so it's, you know, offsetting it a little bit. But truth be told, we're still in a very, very healthy market. So we are feeling super good about what we have going on. You know, the good homes still sell really fast. Interest rates have come down a little bit. So I think now the national average is below that 7% mark. We are busy, 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 busy. I know that I was really excited about having sold 100 homes in the first 100 days of the year. I think now we're at about, 140 some days, and we're at 136 sales. So we're really trying to stay in pace with that deal a day. So we are making things happen over here at the Gwaltney Group. And if we can make things happen for the people listening, you know we would love to do that.
I bet the one of the most important things right now in this type of market especially is to really make sure that the house is priced right when you put it on the market.
Oh, my gosh. It's never been more important.
And it's moving all over the place, I imagine, too.
And we're back, and we are back in the market where, okay, maybe you are going to have to change the carpet. Maybe you are going to have to freshen up the paint because you do have, you're not flying off the market in the same day. So you're going to have more people coming through the house, and we're going to get more criticism about that. And maybe people are going to wait for one to come on that they don't have to do that. So don't guess. Don't try to guess, what do I have to do to get my maximum money for this house? Get a professional who knows what they're doing in there to give you some free advice, some free counseling about, okay, truthfully, if you want to be ready for today's market, you need to do this, this, and this. Don't bother doing that, that, or that. This is where your house is going to be priced. This is how long it's going to take to sell. This is how much it's going to cost you to sell it. And this is what you're going to end up with at the end of the deal. Because that's the kind of information people need to know before they come moving forward with putting their house on the market. So that's just a phone call away, guys. If those questions are kind of floating around in your head and you're kind of curious about what that looks like, please do not hesitate to reach out, because I would absolutely love to come over, meet with you, and give you that information. And if you prefer to work with Elizabeth or any of the other rock stars on my team, that's great too, because we're a family over here. We're a team. We lift each other up. We cheer each other on, and we support each other's business. And the best thing is, if you work with one of us, you really work with all of us, because we cover for each other. So the answer is never no when you're working with the Gwaltney Group. If you want to show a house and, or you want to see a house and I'm not available because I happen to be at a meeting or out of town or with another client, we have team members that will be available, and that is a promise.
Awesome. So what's the phone number, Robin?
My phone number, 507-259-4926.
Well, I hope, I don't want it to rain, but I hope you get the kind of weekend you want for the rest of the weekend, Robin.
Let's face it. If I'm motivated enough to clean closets, I'll do it rain or shine. I'd rather have somebody call me and I'll go to work, because I'll tell you what, I love doing that, but I'll get her done.
All right. Well, have a great holiday weekend. Everybody take a few minutes to remember why it's Memorial Day. And we'll talk to you again next weekend. Robin, thank you so much.
Sounds great, Andy.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.